Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I worked all yesterday to try and get this out late last night, and then my internet provider flipped me the bird. Takes me back to college days, rushing a last-minute assignment only for the net to drop out. Good times. Anyway, we've got a lot of important items to cover, and they're not super happy. Things we need to change. Let's get to work. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. So, bad news, very bad news, Senator Joe Manchin has decided to be the Grim Reaper of America, filling in right where McConnell left off, by crippling Congress in what constitutes our last chance to pass substantive reforms to improve quality of life and reduce radicalization before frustration with the failures of our hijacked democracy drives us into the arms of authoritarians. From Joe Manchin, quote, "I will not vote to bust the filibuster under any conditions, on anything that you can think of," end quote. These could well be the words inscribed on America's tombstone. After all we did to sideline McConnell, one person still controls the fate of the country and steers it directly into quagmire. He even had the nerve to state that Republicans will work with Democrats to pass legislation, because apparently he's a mental patient who cannot comprehend the utter and complete obstruction the GOP conducted under Obama and are conducting right now. McConnell is literally, at this moment, using the filibuster to prevent the transition of control of the Senate and appointment of committee heads. He is currently obstructing the most basic functioning of Congress with the very tool of gridlock that Manchin is protecting while he tells us that McConnell will not continue to do what he has done and is doing. I cannot adequately describe the rage I feel at watching one idiot doom a country. Actually, two idiots. Senator Sinema also appears to be aligning herself with Manchin on this, and I cannot express how dire the need is for us to get these two to change their position. Nothing drives hostility toward democracy more than a democratic government that is unable to address any of the concerns of the people. If the filibuster stands, Democrats will lose seats 2 years from now, and we will be right back where we were before, locked in a pissing match between a Democratic House and a GOP Senate until unrest propels another authoritarian into office to finish what Trump started. Please contact Manchin and Sinema and impress on them the gravity of the situation. Feel free to use my filibuster and state of the country arguments in the thread below if it helps. Get others in your life to help as well. This is not a battle any of us can afford to lose. And the evidence of Trump's coup attempt continues to mount. In connection to the item the other day about Trump trying to displace DOJ Attorney General Rosen, anonymous sources reported to the Wall Street Journal that Trump pushed the Justice Department to directly ask the Supreme Court to invalidate Biden's electoral win in his final weeks. This was also shut down by Rosen and other DOJ employees, as there were no legal grounds on which they could rightly challenge the election results. In related news, the Washington Post is reporting that internal sources in the FBI say there is debate over whether or not to prosecute the Capitol rioters who can only be proved guilty of trespassing. They estimate that a total of around 800 MAGA entered the Capitol, of which 135 have already been charged. Concerns with charging most of the remainder are that they might not win the court cases, that the courts could not handle it, and so on. The Justice Department spokesman, however, is still publicly stating that all who were involved will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. While there were no doubt many who wandered in after the break-in and did not understand they were violating the law, the majority knew that they were storming the Capitol. Moreover, people cannot be allowed to believe that this can be done without consequence. Everyone who can be proved to be there must be prosecuted if the law is to be upheld, just as should have been the case for illegal activity during the summer riots. Without enforcement, there is no law. Near real-time statistics in several states show a significant decline in birth rates in December 2020 compared to 2019. December would be the first month to reflect pregnancies from March when lockdowns began. Sociologist Philip Cohen has also been charting pregnancy-related Google searches and notes a drop there too. He says, quote, people make long-term decisions when they have confidence about the future, end quote. This is a point that Yang has made several times. He is also concerned about the long downward trend in birth rates and family units and has noted that financial stability is a prime factor. That is likely the main factor in this decline as well, though unplanned pregnancies will obviously have taken a hit simply from reducing dating, and there are other factors. Overall, it's clear that Americans are feeling increasingly less prepared or interested in bringing a child into this world, and that correlates with declining metrics of quality of life and rising metrics of social unrest and fear of the future. But it's not just babies getting a raw deal, retirees are also hurting. The share of families headed by people over 55 who have debt has risen from 54% in 1998 to 68% in 2019, and that debt further doubled in 2020, according to personal finance site Clever.com. Bankruptcies among people over 65 have also increased nearly five times in just the last 2.5 decades. In fact, everyone in the lower class is suffering, and that lower class is growing. New statistics released show 8 million people fell into poverty between June and December of last year as a result of the federal aid expiring. These are not healthy or sustainable trends, which do not make for healthy or sustainable government. Color of Change has issued a new petition for UBI to be included in any relief package. Take a few seconds to follow the link below and add your name. And take another few seconds to message the link to a couple of people in your life and ask them to do the same. That's all it takes to start an exponential movement that creates a demand which cannot be ignored. UBI Lab will be hosting a presentation and Q&A event on basic income with co-founder Johnny Douglas and Professor Mike Danson on Wednesday, the 27th, registration link below. And finally, Yang did an interview on New York News 1 that is so refreshingly different from the way he was treated in the presidential race, you'll probably get a kick out of it. It's not much, but you could probably use any pick-me-up after this episode. But there is more. District Council 37 hosted all the mayoral candidates side-by-side to answer community questions, and one of the other candidates, Carlos Menchaca, announced that he has a UBI plan as well. It's spreading, gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the filibuster, baby bust, and poverty threads. Share the mayoral Q&A and UBI petition. Bury Manchin and Sinema in demands and arguments for them to support relief checks and repeal the filibuster. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.